Learning Masech the Sukkah Daf Lamed Hey Amin Aleph. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said after Esrei Gozel Vayavish Pasul and Shal Hashem Shal Inei Dachas is Pasul Shal Arla Pasul and Shal Truma Tmei Pasul. And Esrei in the first 3 years, which is Asbana of Arla, first 3 years of the tree, or Truma Tmei, if it's Truma became Tamei, which is Asa to eat. And the Gemara says, why is Arla and Truma Tmei Pasul? Plihi Barab Chiyah Baravim Barab Asi. Chanam l'fisha'im b'heter achila, v'chanam l'fisha'im b'din mamay. One says because it needs a heter achila, and one says it needs a din mamay. And Rashi says both of them are learned out from lechem. Heter achila is rachmanam lechem, haroy lechem b'chol darke hana asay. Has to be roy for all the darke hana. And aim b'din mamay is, that's not a shavah pruta, Rashi says, this is suri anohu, helchaklav shal lechemu. Now state the nemazai. Till now, lechem is lamayit shol and gozel. Lechem means it has to belong to you. It has to be in your bailus. Isuri anah, like arla and kolshkein truma tmeya, is in the person's bailus. Belongs to the person. You see, there's a whole discussion about isuri anah. And I don't even mind so much about the marim mekaymis, but the ikr, the vart is isuri anah belong to the person. V'harayim, you're not going to steal isuri anah from a person. Lamasha, let's say you have a chayla she'im b'sakana, and he has isuri hana. And you have another chayla she'im b'sakana. Avada, the one who owns it, is the one that has a schus to use it for his chayli, and the other one has to get something else. Or there's a din that midaraisi, you're allowed to use isuri hana, shalai kaderech hana osai, and could be even midarabanan, it's muta b'makam chayli. And that would only be for the bailim. Now you find in the Gemara that it says, let's say when you shecht for Avodah Zarah, that once you shechted it, it dropped, it became Aser, and then it's Lav Demari Katavach. The Ksais explains that means it's Einu B'Shusai. It's Shalai and Einu B'Shusai. There's also a whole discussion of this Schiya Nisuri Hana. There's a Rajman in Daram Daf Mem Zayin that there's no Schiya Nisuri Hana, but that means you can't be Kaina Yisuri Hana. If you already own the Yisuri Hana, well, they come from your tree, Avada, you're the owner, you're the Bailam. Here's a whole discussion. You see, the Raya is, one of the Rayas is from our Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to go into Heter Achila or Din Mammon, which means a different thing? Typically, it's Bechal Nayuz, it's Hefker. Teretz says, it is yours. So it's a Gemara in Gittin. You can write again on Isuri Anah. Then by a get, there's a Din Venasimla, has to belong to the Baal, and has to go to the Isha. Obviously, Isuri Anah belongs to the Baal. The Ksais talks about Grada. If you can't be Zeichi Yisuri Hana like the Rashbam, so how does the get work? So he says the get, all you need is Nesina. The male of the Isha is Zeichi. He's Mechalotin that and Ashtar Matana, which you would need Tzchiyah. That's the Ksais in Simon Reish Sifkat and Hay. But being as it may, as before in the Ritva here, the Ksais brings it down, that Yisuri Hana is yours. It belongs to you. So what does the Gemara mean? It's Eim B'Heter Achila, Eim B'Din Mam, and it's a Nayadin. That besides the lechem, meaning you have to own it, you also have to have epis in it, either a heter achila, which the Gemara says, l'kuli alma, you need a heter achila, or a din mamon, means you have to have a mamonis in it. See, Reb Shimon Shkop and Shariyesha, Sharal and Peritesh explains, why is Isuri Anah not considered to have a shavius? As other people will think, because you happen to be, you can't do anything with it. That's why it doesn't have shavius. No one wants it, because what could you possibly do with it? But he says it's not the vart. Bamisa maybe could use it. Shalai kederech hana, sometimes when you burn it, call in the shraf and afra mutter, when you burn Yisuri Hana, you can use the afer. So lamaisa, you could use the afer. So the vart is, though, he says it's a din Torah. When the Torah asin hana, the Torah is telling you, this chayfetz, you can't have a shavis in this chayfetz. That's guf upon of the Yisuri Hana. The Torah is mengana afra ba'alma, like a davish aim shum tell us, that's a pshat and isra no. It's not grand, it's asra mana. The scheif, it's bechefsa. The Torah says, don't have any shaykhs, don't have any connection to it, I'm assuring it to you. The Torah is mafkia the moment of the chayfetz. But like we said, that's mitzad the moment. Mitzad the bailus, it still belongs to you. But if there's a din lachem, that you need a din moment, or a heter achila, so then you don't have it. What's a little bit shver is the lashon of Rashi, Gemalde Rashi says, aim a din moment. Rashi says, She'ein eshava pruta, the Yisur HaNahu. He doesn't say she'ein eshava klum. He says she'ein eshava pruta. As I you could say, the pshat in the Gemara is that it's not even shava anything. That's a din of Yisur HaNahu. Yisur HaNahu have no shavas. But Rashi says she'ein eshava pruta. We spoke about this earlier on Daf Zayinim and Beis. There, the Gemara says that how do you know sukkah doesn't need lechem? How do you know sukkah shula is kasher? Because it says, Kol Ezek V'Yisrael Leishu B'Sukkahs, Kol Yisrael Ruin Leishu B'Sukkah Achas. So Rashi says, Sukkah Achas for Kol Yisrael, and it can't be that we shove a pruta for each one, El Yadei Shehlo. So he spoke there, the Milchus Chinuch says the Kasha. So Rashi says the problem is, because it won't be shove a pruta for each one. Taisa says, Be'etzim Shutfis is not Lachem. We spoke about it then. But Rashi says, because there's no shove a pruta. So fact the Milchus Chinuch, so it sounds like, if a chayfetz is not worth the shavah pruta, it's not called lechem. In fact, the minchas chinuch, what does that mean? Why is it not lechem? It's mamish yours. What does it have to be worth the shavah pruta? And he said, it'll come out an interesting din. He says, the ravis in his time was so cheap, they weren't worth the shavah pruta. So how could they be yitzah? And he says, even matzah in his place, it was very cheap. And you don't know that exayis of matzah is a shir shavah pruta. And no one says, no place the kadman achrin says is a kpeh d'dal minim, and matzah that needs a shavah pruta. And we spoke then that the Taisus read later on that memalafim base is mavur that yetzah dal minim and don't have a shavah pruta. And a lot of achrayim learn that Rashi they mean specifically by shutfis to be considered yours by being a shutif. That's only if it be a shavah pruta. Rashi holds a shutfis wouldn't be called lechem, but only if it be a shavah pruta for each one. But the interesting zach is that no one's meir that Rashi here is not talking about a shutif at all. And Rashi, he says, the problem with Yisuri Anah, the problem with Arla, is Ein B'din Mamon means it's not a Shavu Pruta. So what if it's not Yisuri Anah, but it's not a Shavu Pruta? Why would that work? Perhaps in this Rashi is a Meridika Ara. And the Ara of the Minchas Chinuch from Aravis, or Matzah, the Chayr Shibinigay, to this Rashi. I saw in the Sefer Tayri Shmuel, from my Tayri Rechavar Amalcha Rosenbaum, he said something, he writes that Rabash Ar-Eli said this. That emphasism, we'll speak about this in the Hemshech of the Shir. There's a kasha. Why couldn't the Gemara say a parsha the thing of? I mean, if forget it, the other way. If you need a din mamon, say so how come by lulav we say a sheir nir nidachas is ksusim mechta shiura, and it says that a sheir d'alav d'meisha is kasher. Why do you say that it's yisuri anah and that same be din mamon? So Taisa says. That it says it to pass the bayant of sheni. So Taisus Taisus holds that all the dalminim need a din mamon, and that's the pashtus. But the Taisus rid, I mean Taisus rid, the piskei rid, says that lulav, since it's etzim ba'alma, doesn't need a din mamon. Now rather lulav needs lechem, right? But it's like what we said that there's two dinim. Lechem means you have to own it, and that avad you need. But there's a nayin din lechem that has to be. They have a mumminess in it. That's dafka esu, which has a chashivas. But lulav, which is eitzim alma, doesn't need a din mummin. So then, ladosa lane that it says lechem, you need it to be yours, and adi, you don't need a shavu pruta. But it's the lechem legabe esu that says more than that. Lechem legabe esu says that you need a din mummin, you need a heter achila, and that's dafka esu, not by lulav. So if you say that, so Rashi could dafka be a din by Esrig, by Lulav, and Adasim, and Aravis, you wouldn't need a din mamon. So it wouldn't be Shver Aravis, but I think Matzah would still be Shver, and he doesn't mention that. But Matzah, which Mechaskin also shtel zuchan, the Gemara is mevur that Matzah also, Matzah Shemai Sesheni, needs a heter, needs a din mamon. So the Chayr, who would din a Matzah then would need a Shavu Pruta, and if there's a Kasha that the Matzahs were very cheap and they didn't have a Shavu Pruta, that would still be a Vissel Shver. So that's the din heter achila and din mamon, which is here by Esrig, that besides the din I have to own it, you also have to have in it a skus achila, and you have to have in it episode shavis mamon, and that's a machloikis if you do, and it's negei ma'aseh sheni b'yushalayim. That's the sugya. Now Taisus and Ushainim ask the other way. Why the Gemara need this for? Asher in ir nidachas is skusim ech deshiure. Why don't you say Ba'arla also ksusim ech deshira? And Taisus discusses that there is a chi of shreifa Ba'arla, he brings a raya, and he also asks Chumatzmeya. Chumatzmeya, why don't you say also there's a chi of shreifa by Chumatzmeya? So why don't you say ksusim ech deshira? Why do you need the time of heter achila? And Taisa says, and Kama Rishenim hold this way, that you really don't need it. Avad you'll have the time of Ksusa Mechta Shira. The reason why the Gemara said these time is nafkamina legabi maisa sheni, but really you don't need the time for here. You also have the time of Ksusa Mechta Shira. So there is a machlekes Rishenim. Taisus holds that Arla and Shumutumeya you say Ksusa Mechta Shira, and Mamela you don't need the time of the Gemara. The Ramban and Melchamis in the beginning of the Perek, the Ritva here, and the Asargus Arayvan and the Balamar and the Ran, they also hold that way. The Ritva and the Ramban have a pshat that really Din Mammon and Heter Achila are another way of saying Susa Mech Deshir. It's very interesting. And Heter Achila is a Min Achila. It means Hanah Mevil De Achila. So you don't really have a kasha why the Gemara says Susa Mech Deshir. Kind of that's what the Gemara is saying. But that's a Shver pshat a little bit, because the Gemara could have said Susa Mech Deshir. But the Taisus is saying any chanami have susa mech deshira, but the Gemara says he's time him is negayef ma'aseh sheni b'yushlaim. So the Mashiach is a kasha lechayish ben asugya. The Gemara first thought that the heter achila holds all you need is heter achila and does not need din mammon, and the one who holds din mammon all he needs is din mammon doesn't need heter achila. But the Gemara says everyone has told you need heter achila, because otherwise why is chumut zmei a pasul? In fact, the Mashiach, what do you mean chumut zmei? We know why it's pasul susa mech deshira. So maybe the one that holds, but the Gemara was discussing Arla, and the one that said by Arla din mammon holds you don't need heter achila. Now, granted, neither by Arla nor by chumut zmeya do you need the tam of heter achila or din mammon. You have the tam ksusa mech deshira. Now, how come they discussed it by Arla? It's negayet to other cases. Negayet to ma'aseh sheni b'yushalayim. Well, maybe it's also negayet to other cases where you don't have a heter achila. And you have a kasha, but why is chumut zmei a pasul? I'll tell you very simple. Chumut zmei is pasul because of ksusa mech deshira. But I'm telling you, arla is pasul because ein le din mammon, because you don't need a heter achila. Arla and chumut zmei both happen to be ksusa mech deshira. But where does the Gemara have a raya from chumut zmei? They need a heter achila. Chumut zmei anyway is pasul because of ksusa mech deshira. So Marshas is interesting teretz. The Gemara's ikavart is that it's not negeya. You can't. What case will I have that it has a din mammon and doesn't have a heter achila? What would be the case? When's it negeya that you need a heter achila? Shumat Mei is anyway possibly telling me because of ksusa mech deshira. And Tevel, Taisus, in the next Taisus says that Tevel is not called yours. Tevel is a shutfis of a kain, and it's possible because it's not called yours. You don't own it. That's the problem of bailus. So this new din, I mean, the Gemara is saying, it's a machlokes if you need heter achila, the machlokes is not negayet to anything. Din mammon is negayet. It's negayet to ma'aseh sheni b'yushalayim. Then you have heter achila, it's yours for achila, but it's not yours for mammon. You don't have any din mammon in it. But heter achila, what's a negayet? Tell me a case where you don't have a heter achila, and it's a machlokes if it's kosher apostle. What esrogim are asa b'achila? Esrog is mutatita, esrog is a kosher fruit. Elamai arla? That everyone holds is pasul, doesn't have neither a din mammon nor a heter achila. Elamai truma tumeya. That the Mishnah says clearly it's pasul. Right? Stays lavak son ksusa mech deshira. Elamai tevel. Tevel is anyway pasul because it's not lachem. So it's not negeya. So the Kabbalah Torah asks an interesting question. It is negeya. What if a kain wants to take tevel? What if a kain owns tevel? And he wants to use an esrog shel tevel. If the problem is because it's your shutfim, because a kayin has a shutfis, he himself is a kayin. So there's no shutfis. He owns the whole thing. He could be mafresh it and keep it. Elamai, heter achila. Even a kayin can't eat tevel. So the shayla is negayet to tevel. If a kayin wants to take tevel, because there he doesn't have a problem with shutfis, the whole problem will be heter achila. So it's negayet to know if you have a heter achila or not. So what's the pshat? The kapis tamarim blayb shver. But I think the pshat is like this. We're going to explain. Taisus is mevurim that without the problem of the fact that the tevel is not considered belonging to you, heter achila is not a problem by tevel. And I think it was Taisus holds because heter achila means there's no way you can make it mutter achila. Arla and shuma tmeya, you can't make mutter b'achila. There's no way to do it. But tevel, you can be misakin, you can mafish shuma semeshes, and then it will be mutter b'achila. So Meila the Marsha is right. Once Chumut Tumei is possible anyway, so Kumbes is not negay the Shal of Heter Achila. There is no case of an Esreg that doesn't have a Heter Achila, which isn't anyway possible. Arla and Chumut Tumei anyway because of Ksusa Mech Deshira. Tevel does have a Heter Achila, it's possible because of Shutfus. Now it's interesting, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Reish Mem Tes of Kan Chav brings a Shilta Gibayim. What if an Esreg has a blea of typhus in it? I mean, an Esreg that's cooked is probably is possible anyway, but let's say somehow you injected something Asr into the Esreg. So Shilta Gibayim says you cannot use this Esreg, it's treif, it doesn't have a heter achila. Magen Avraham says it's not Mukhrich, the Esreg's fine. You can't eat it because then you'll be eating other treif. But, you know, you don't have to eat your esrig. And Shad is, if the esrig bats musa is asa ba'achila, it's called ema heter achila. But if the esrig is really mutter to eat, there's just something else in the esrig, which is not part of the esrig, which is asa to eat. So who says it's a problem? So Rabbi Kidek and Agayistia on the Magen Avraham says, Fakir, I see in Taisis, akabanam lefidim ashras pshani means, that it would be called that it has a heter achila. Because the Marsha is explaining that the whole raya from Chuma Tamei the Gemara brings is, it's not negay heter achila. You'll never find me an esrog that doesn't have a heter achila, it's not already possible. Here I found the case, according to Shilta Gibayim, if there's a bliya sister in the esrog, that's called aim the heter achila, there's no other psul. Vaisleis and Taisis, Al Kapanim, like the Marsha is learning, that that's not called aim the heter achila. So, Bekitzer, Taisis and Kama Rishainim, the Ravid, the Ramban, the Ridva, and the Ran, they all hold that both Arla and Shuma Tzumeya is Ksusim Echdeshur. The Taisis Rin holds no. Taisis Rin holds that Shuma Tzumeya is not called Ksusim Echdeshur. And he says the reason why is because you can have a Na while you're burning it. Since you can have a Na while you're burning it, it's not called Ksusim Echdeshur, which is a little bit shver. The Chayek Ksusim Echdeshur is because since it's Oymed to be burnt, so it doesn't have a kshivas of a shir. But I think the Taisis Rin holds it has to lack kshivas, meaning you can't do anything with it by burning it. If you could use it, so even if it's aimed to be burnt, that wouldn't be koksus emech the shir. So even though the only usage you have is while you're burning it, but that's called using it. So mimela, it wouldn't be have a problem with koksus emech the shir. That is what the Taisis Rin holds. All the other Rishayim hold not the way, but Taisis Rin holds that way. So the Taisis Rin answers the Rishayim's kasha from Chumutmeya is not Susim Echdeshur, but he asked the kasha from Arla. Right? Arla, anyway, is Susim Echdeshur. He agrees that Arla is Susim Echdeshur. But he says a new teretz. He says that there's Arla Seretz Yisrael and Arla Slitz Laretz. Arla Seretz Yisrael has to be burnt, and Mamela is Susim Echdeshur. Arla Chutz Laretz is no din Shreifa. Since there's no Chi of Shreifa, so Mamela is not Susim Echdeshur. And that's why you need the tam of Ein Bei Heter Achila, Ein Bei Din Mamon, for Arla Slitz Laretz, where there you don't have a Chi of Shreifa. So we have Rav Yishayim that hold both Arla and Chumut Tzumei is Ksusim Echdeshur. We have a Taisis Rid that says Chumut Tzumei is not considered Ksusim Echdeshur. And Arla wants a Zetzayin the Gemara, but Arla Slitz Laretz, where there you don't have a Chi of Shreifa, so it won't be Ksusim Echdeshur. The Baal Amor, though, says that both Arla and Chumut Tzumei is not Ksusim Echdeshur. He says, Halacha l'maisa, Arla and Shumut Tzmei are mutter b'yadav sheni, the kasha b'yadav sheni. The chsaren of heter achila and eim b'dimam is the chsaren of lechem. Lechem is only b'yam mishan, b'yam sheni netaka kasha. Now the Yishayim ask on him, the Sargis arrived in the Ramban, that what do you mean? It's kusim ech the shirim. He doesn't explain the reason. It could be Shumut Tzmei holds like the Taisis Rid, because you can have an Noah b'shas reifa. And Arla l'chaira, Taisis was shock levitari abyssal if there's a chi of shreifa by Arla, it brings a raya from a mission in Tzmura, maybe the Baal Amar, there was no chi of shreifa, and that's why he held that by Arla, there was no ksusim echdeshira. So Rav Yishayim hold both Arla and Truma Tzmei ksusim echdeshira, the Taisis Rid holds Dafka Arla ksusim echdeshira, but only Arla is Eretz Yisrael, and Truma Tzmei is not called ksusim echdeshira, and the Baal Amar holds neither of them ksusim echdeshira. And now let's discuss Esrog of Tevel, where the Mishnah doesn't bring that Esrog Shel Tevel is possible, but Taisis is Medayik, because since it says Esrog Shel Demai, Beishamei Paisa Masil Makshir, it's Mashman at Tevel, everyone holds it's possible. But there are three Shittas. Taisis holds the reason why it's possible is because it's Shutfim. It's not Lachem because it's a Shutfis of the Kayin. And by Matzi has a problem, how come a Matzi, which also you need Lachem, why do we need a Pasuk telling you Matzi Shel Tevel, you're not Yetzu, because Mishi Yisur Mishamal Teichel Chametz, why don't you say it's possible because you need lachem and it's ein beheter achila? I mean, not ein beheter achila. You need lachem and it's shel shutfin. So he says because matzah you can eat more matzah. We spoke about this a little bit earlier, because the shutfis could be divided, and you could eat more matzah, and then you ate a kazayis of your matzah. Mashenka by esrig, if part of the esrig is not yours, you're not yetzah. So memela, that's why lechem would be a problem of esrig shel tevel, it would not be a problem with matzah shel tevel. That's the tesis. The Ran brings the Ramban, it's in the Asagas and Hilchos Lulav L'Raivin, that says that since you don't have to give any part of this esrig to a kohen, you could be mafresh from somewhere else. You can be mafresh from a different esrig. So you don't have to give any part of this esrig to a kohen. So that's why this esrig could be completely yours. That's why it's called lechem. The Ran says it's not mukhrech, because maybe tevel means that the kohen has a shutfis in all the tevel. If you ever are mafresh from someone else, so then you're being mavaris chelek in this esrig. So now, from now on, the other esrig belongs again to you. But till you mesalakim, everything is mixed, the mum and kayin and everything. That's what the Ran says. But the Ran holds no, that if you have a shutfis, will you, if you want, could appropriate this whole thing for yourself? That's called lechem. There's Rabbi Chanan above the Basra, a Shinai and Beis, on the Gemara there, and Kufchav Gimel and Beis, that has a problem. The Gemara there discusses, a matanish lehum, kemishahum medanyan, or kemishalayhum medanyan. Matanis, if you didn't weren't mafresh at Chumas and Maishas, they considered like they were mufresh or not. L'chayri, he learns, if you're all kemishahum medanyan, so good. It's like the Chumas here. It's just mixed in. You don't know exactly where. But it's like it's here. It's like it's hum medanyan. So you have the mum and kain. But if you're all matanish lehum, kemishalayhum medanyan, so that means the tevel really belongs entirely to you. There is no mam and kain. You have a chi of afrasha. So when you're mafresh, then the chumah becomes mam and kain. But till you're mafresh, it's kamish loyhor medam, and it's not mam and kain yet. So there's a whole discussion about it. Like Amaka Maharich, Taisus apparently names on that there is a shutvis of a kain in every tevel, but the Ramban holds not the way, it's not so mukher. The Ramban holds that Yedem is not Yetzu with Tevel. He holds Yetzu with the Eved with Tevel. Why does Beishamay and Basil argue about Demay and not Tevel? Dr. Ramban, the Rebusa de Beishamay, that even with Demay and not Yetzu. He also discusses why Basil needs a Svarvi Boy and Machkul and Nifse. But that's the Shittim of the Ramban. They attack a Yetzu with Tevel. Taisus is Medaik and not Yetzu with Tevel, and he holds because there's a Shutvis. And the Ramban holds you are Yetzu with Tevel. Now, Lechaya, both of them hold that Tevel is considered Heter Achila. In Rashi, Bekveg is Medayik in Rashi, that Tevel is not called Heter Achila. Bema says, come on, Mefurish in the Rashi, Uman de boy din mamon le boy Heter Achila, Umaksha esrik shel Tevel, Sha'asa ba Achila umutta ba Anah. It's Chayim Mefurish in Rashi, that Tevel is called Ein by Heter Achila, but Yesh by din mamon. Rashi and Amad Beis, by Tamayu de Beishame writes, Holes bo Heter Achila by Demay. So, it's a machlekes. Taisus and the Ramban, Neman, that Tevel is called Yesh Behat Rechila, and Rashi's Mefurish is Ein Behat Rechila. We have a similar machlekes on Maisa Sheni. Rashi by Maisa Sheni, the Mishnah says, Maisa Sheni Mishlayim and Natal Kasher. What about Adiv Mishlayim? So Rashi says, Adiv Mishlayim, it's no good, he says in the Mishnah, because it's Ein Behat Rechila. The Lechem Ksiv Aroya Lechem. Taisus here, the Maskul Fisha Ein Behat Rechila at the end, holds that it's Tully if you need din mammon. Maisa Sheni out of Yushalayim, Lakuli Alma is not mammon headed. Maisa Sheni in Yushalayim is a machlegis or main or abun of its mammon gavoya mammon headed. But in the out of Yushalayim, Lakuli Alma, the Maisa Sheni is called mammon gavoya. But Taisus holds if you hold you don't need a din mammon, you yetzer. Right? So what's the pshat? Taisus and the Ramban hold by Tevel, and Taisus says it's a Maisa Sheni as well. That since you could be masakinid, it's not a ksarin heter achila. I could make a heter achila. Tevel is not a heter achila. I could very easily make a heter achila. The Rashi holds, but now it's no heter achila. Now it's also a achila. What's the svar of samachlekes? So I saw in the Minchas Baruch Simon Tzadiches, he has gansa riches in a bad hour sugya, but the Teichen Advarim I think is like this. If heter achila is a din in lachem, the pshat is that you have to have a schus in it. You have to have a schus achila. You have to have a schus achila, so tell me you have a schus achila, you could eat it. You have to be masakin it, you have to be mafreshum and semaisis, but you could eat it. So the only chesaron would be that it's not called lechem, you have mam and kayin inside, or the Ramban holds is no chesaron. Same thing, maisis sheni out of Yerushalayim, you could eat it. You have to be paid it, or have to bring it to Yerushalayim, but you could eat it. So that's called the heter achila. But Rashi holds, no, the word of heter achila isn't that you need that schus, It's a din. You have to be able to eat it. It's a different din lachem. He's medayik in the Rashi. When Rashi says, if he she'em b'din mam, if he'em b'hetar achil, Rashi says, rachman am lachem, haroy lachem b'chol darki and aser. It has to be roy for you. And eim b'din mam, and Rashi says, she'en if you're a bruta, the Yisra, no, he'll chaklav shel lachem hu. Eim b'din mam means you don't have it. It's not considered shel lachem. It's not shayach to you. I mean, like we said, you own it, but you don't have a mammon in it, so it's not called yours, in a sense. But lachem by heter achila, it's not a vart that's chsayon in yours, chus that you have in it. The vart is lachem. It has to be something that you can eat. Here, in the present matzav, you can't eat it. It's not mixer, it's a kasev. If it's asav and achila, so mela, it's a psul. The mechaz barachos, that would only be legabe lulav. The din mammon that you could apply to matzah as well. The heter achili you can't apply to matzah. So mela taisis kasha matzah shaltev is not shver because you wouldn't have this type of lechem. This type of lechem is specifically by esrei, has to be something which you could eat. It's tamid din se, even if you could be masakin it, but since b'shas maisa it's shreif, anything which has an isra achil on it, Rashi holds is achsarin, not the pshat is achsarin in your schus. So, the Torah wants it that it should be mutter ba'achila. That's another drasha of lechem.